Yeah, we do. One.
The time is going too fast.
Yes.
And we are running a little late this morning. It's okay. We don't need it that much. But we do want to, today is to pray for the peace of Jerusalem Sunday. And Christians all over the world are united in praying for Jerusalem, for the peace of Jerusalem. So we don't want to be missing in that crowd of believers. And so we want to do that. And Sister Marianne put together a little PowerPoint because the sisters in Phoenix were asked to lead the prayer for the peace of Jerusalem in one of the local churches. And so we are going to follow what she put together there because we have had different prayers for Israel in, at the retreat. So I think it's pretty, we just go along with what she has on there. And Christy is so gifted, she can pick up on just anything. So we'll just join our hearts in praying. And Sister Jordan wanted to say something.
Also, it's Rosh Hashanah tonight, 5777.
Yeah.
You come up, Jewish believer,
and
announce your new year.
Come on,
Karen, you can.
I just want to, Karen, do it, because what I want to give.
It's very special to have you here.
Before you do that, I just want to give a little bit of history. You all know our connection with Israel, Mother Vasilia's cry for repentance. You saw that in the little thing the other day. Since 1956, she has been doing this. So, I mean, this is our ministry. And we're thankful when we can have our friends join us in this. But it's, we are really in a very pivotal time in history. Spiritually, because personally I feel the whole issue of racism lies in the fact that Israel has not been recognized globally as the first nation, the first people, and that we are grafted in. But as you know, Shimon Peres died now just, and they were talking on the prayer time, and they said, really, this is such an, it will be a new era. He was the last of Israel's founding fathers. He was born in 1923 in Poland. He immigrated to Israel. He fought in the war for independence. He served in government 12 times. He was prime minister twice. He was he was a statesman, you know, and this is really what our country has lacked for too long. He was really a statesman, and when you realize, and it's what Karen is going to go into, is that the day the last day of 5776, we are now in 5777, and three sevens, you know, really in God's way of doing business is complete. So we are really looking at a new, if something is going to be new, absolutely be new, and this that you came up with, revive us again. I mean, this is really the call. So as we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, we can really, with all of our hearts, know that we are in God's eternal plan. He has said in the Bible, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And this Sunday around the world is the day set aside once a year to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So we join an enormous body of prayer warriors with what we will do here, and come say something Jewish.
Baruch
Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Shalom. I'm just a token Jew.
Precious.
We all will hang on her.
Yeah, I mean, you
you actually know more about what's going on, you know, in the Israel
political...
It's only
because I know you.
No. I really don't have, yeah, I don't have anything to say.
But it's a very, very special time in history.
5777, yeah, is the Jewish calendar, so they go a different calendar than we
See,
have.
We're on the Greek calendar. We're on the sun, they're on the moon, where we're supposed to be.
Well, they start their years from the beginning,
and
we start ours from the
Lord Jesus. And so Rosh Hashanah
is
tonight, and so then there's 10 days, the days of awe, and it ends with Yom Kippur, which is the day that your name is supposed to be written in the Book of Life. So as believers, we're believing that our name is already written in the Book of Life, but it's a special time for even the most secular Jews, really, unless they're totally out and not involved in anything. That because the spiritual life is still strong around that, it doesn't matter if the individual person is not following that. There's something that happens in the spirit for even those who are observant of those 10 days of awe, where there's that the upliftment of this time of, you know, checking your hearts and making right with those you have wronged and things like that. This is when the shofar is blown, and we don't have one. I should have brought one. I can't blow it, but
And really, the prayer number, this telephone number that I gave you, that tomorrow starts the 10 days of awe, right? The Monday, the 3rd of October. And they will every day on that prayer time have an entire hour set aside for this 10 days of awe, and they will have a Messianic Jewish person in charge of that hour from across the country it will go. So you can really take part in it in a very real, personal way.
Your name, O God, your your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Mount Zion rejoices. The villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion, go around her, count her towers, consider well her ramparts, view her citadels, that you may tell of them to the next generation. For this God is our God forever and ever, and he will be our God even to the end.
Pray
for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure.
I think now we're going to sing it.
Mm-hmm. One more verse.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem in English and Hebrew.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
Over 800 times. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
675 in the Old Testament and 144 times in the New Testament. And
it's never mentioned in the Quran.
Ezekiel 38:12 speaks of it as the center of the world.
The heart of the world.
It has many names. Let's say them together.
The City of Peace,
Yerushalayim,
the City of Joy, the City of Praise, the City of Righteousness, the City of the Lord, the City of Truth, the Mountain of the Lord.
Jerusalem, the city which the Lord has chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name.
This is my resting place forever and ever. Here I will sit enthroned, for I have desired it.
This will do altogether. On that
day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, east of Jerusalem.
That's where he will return, nowhere else.
Yay. On that day, when all the nations of the earth are gathered against her, I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock for all the nations. All who try to move it will injure themselves.
Think of that. How many nations are trying to move it? future blessing for Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Then the survivors, yeah, we can do it all together.
Then the survivors from all the nations that have attacked Jerusalem will go up year after year to worship the King, the Lord Almighty, and to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. This is what the Lord says, I will return to Zion and dwell in Jerusalem. At that time, they will call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all nations will gather in Jerusalem to honor the name of the Lord.
I wish they would put some of these things in the newspaper instead
of
the
headlines.
Our Father, together.
Our Father in heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in obedience to your word, I pray for the peace of Jerusalem and the land of Israel. Bless the people of Israel with your promise of redemption. Shield them with your love and bring them renewed hope for their day of salvation. Guide Israel's leaders with the light of your truth. For your name's sake, I ask that you remember your promise and bless the land with peace and its inhabitants with lasting joy. Amen.
You go ahead and
I got
over here. Yes, Israel's help will come from Adonai. Do you have that one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fun. Play it through once. Do you have seconds on your clock?
I have everything, yeah.
Okay, so we'll take maybe 1 minute and we'll just do pray with your neighbor, you know, and then there's more prayer going on if we always have to, and we don't have to turn chairs around or anything like that. Just pray with the one who's sitting next to you. And the first thing we're doing is praying for protection from terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
For God's supernatural safety, peace, and protection to guard the land and all its people from terrorism and their forces
mm-hmm.
of evil.
Evil.
Pray for the wise counsel of Israel's leaders and that God would reveal himself to the leadership of the land surrounding nations as the only source of true peace. And you know, Lord, we just cry out to you because we know that Israel is surrounded. Israel's surrounded at this moment by hostile forces and each one vying for a position with all their military. And so, Lord, we do cry out to you for the safety of their borders.
Next.
His trumpets.
And for those in poverty, pray for the humanitarian aid to be multiplied throughout the land to care for the brokenhearted and those in need through the love of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for God to raise up vigilant Christian watchmen around the world who will stay informed of the current situation, engage in intercession, and boldly sound the alarm in their nations on behalf of Israel. And the word watch and watchman is in the Bible over 300 times. I mean, the Lord has wanted us to be watchmen on the wall for them.
Bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse.
Pray for strength for the Christian Arab population to be a powerful witness for the Lord in their communities, and that God will reveal himself to Muslim families through the redemption of Jesus. And we know that it's happening.
Pray for Messianic Jews in the land. Pray for unity among believers and for openness to the gospel. And there are more Messianic congregations in Israel than have ever been before. Mm. And they're growing and they're being strengthened. And so, Lord, we cry out to you by the power of your Holy Spirit. Strengthen them, encourage them, draw them together.
Pray for a strong alliance between America and Israel. Scripture teaches us that God blesses those who bless Israel and prospers those who pray for her peace. Pray that all levels of the U.S. government will support Israel. Reconciliation between the Christian and Jewish people, as well as between the offspring of Ishmael and Isaac, and that Christ's love will shine throughout the Middle East. And now we'll sing this, and that ends the, I think, the intercessory part. We can sing it without. No, we get music.
We need music.
Rustica, rustica.
Rustica. Sister Marianne put a few pictures in here to help you think of some things that you can do to connect with your Jewish neighbors and your Jewish communities. And these are some of the things we do, like celebrating the Israel Independence Day at the Jewish Community Center. And this is a Holocaust exhibit at the Jewish Community Center. This was just a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now here are the Israeli Scouts performance at our local synagogue. And I don't know, maybe they might come to Dallas or
they
Fort Worth.
If the church would invite them, they would come here. Or a synagogue. And I can tell you, don't have any fear of going to these functions, these Jewish functions, because I have never been anywhere where there was such warm reception. And we come in our dresses.
Yeah.
And so these people need love. They need love. They need acceptance. And they are so open-hearted. It just brings you to tears. And these scouts will put a new energy into you just watching them.
Yeah, they're so, the Jewish people are just so thankful if there's any Christian who shows up, you know, at their events. Now here we are, you know, there are sometimes those Israeli rallies when something is happening and they organize a rally. So take part in it. Just stand with them. Now this is the Jewish neighbor in our neighborhood, and they have this
So aura, that is like a Hanukkah menorah, and so during those days at Hanukkah they have this every evening, and every night they light another arm of this menorah.
That's so neat.
These are all our Jewish friends who come to Cain, and I mean, this is just really amazing. This little Hanny down here next to Sister Daniela, she's what, 99 or something, and you know, they just soak up the love. They soak up the love. And here in the lower right-hand corner is our Israel room. This is where Sister Daniela always wants to take them. It shows us that we remember the Holocaust. We understand what they have suffered. But the precious ones who say, but you haven't taken us through the garden yet. We want to go see Jesus. Now, these, you know, their hearts are so open for love. And so they know this is important to us, and like they say, we all know who Jesus is, you know. And so it's so precious, and don't miss an opportunity for the Holy Spirit to work, because it's the Holy Spirit that's working in them. And this is the boycott, the boycott. We have, I'm sorry, but they're bordering on brain dead. These people who boycott Israel and boycott the industry that's in Israel if it doesn't suit their needs, because Israel provides so much work for the very Palestinians that all these people who think they're boycotting are helping. They boycott and they close down the very companies that provide the jobs. It's insane. And so what we push is boycott. You go on either one of these websites and you can buy the most beautiful Israeli products that support Israel and support the things that they make. And you know, they're brilliant. They have more inventions and more things. Their entire water supply now is from a great part of it, from the desalination of the ocean. They have perfected that, and they have offered the information to California. Because these people give, and they have come over here to our country to help our Native American Indians do better with agriculture so that they too can make the Israel bloom, and to make the desert bloom like it does in Israel for the Indians, and the Indians have just embraced them so because they understand they're trying to help them. They're always the first ones that appear in disaster. They come with their medical tents. They can't give enough, and that anybody in their right mind would vote to boycott Israel. We have to be a voice. We have to be a voice.
Christy wants to say.
Are these companies supportive of Israel once you've
Because this picture was taken at the Jewish Community Center. It was one of their presentations that we went to. And each one of the items on this table has come from Israel, and it was part of their little shop that they had set up for people to buy things. And but those two websites, and you go on those two websites, and Sister Marianne keeps us supplied with honey and oil and all these wonderful things.
All she buys them too for gifts
for the Jewish holidays for special friends, you know, and that's very meaningful to them.
Oh, it's very meaningful, yes.
Now, this is from an Israel Sunday on Canaan, once in August. It's official, the Israel Sunday. And so this is from the upper picture there with all the men standing, that was from like a confession from different
denominations
who all were confessing the sins of their churches, not accepting Israel, not accepting Jesus as the King of the Jews. And so it was a very moving experience. And then they were celebrating and brought in this new banner that they had made. One of the sisters had kind of seen that in her spirit or so, you know, with the cross and the Star of David, and then the crown with the Inri, which means Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. And we have that pamphlet from Sister Yoela. If you haven't read it, you know, We need to take Jesus in and proclaim him as the King of the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're not going to sing this, but we can just pray together.
Mm-hmm.
We love and adore you, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. We love and adore you and crown you King, King of the Jews. Honor, worship, and praise be unto you. We love and adore you, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. We love and adore you and crown you King, King of all kings. Honor and worship and praise be unto you. We love and adore you, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. We love and adore you and crown you King, Messiah and Son of God. Honor, worship, and praise be unto you. Now this is, I don't know which festival this is, but you know, Israel, and this is actually our leading sister who comes in with the flag, Israel flag, and she is a Messianic Jew.
Oh.
And one day, you know, all the nations you have made will come and worship before you, O Lord. They will bring glory to your name. And this is what a kind of a small depiction of the nations that were present at this celebration when they were together.
Beautiful.
And this is a song, if we can sing it.
Mm-hmm.
We can sing it. Christy can do anything.
It's
a lot on it.
We can do it.
I'll tell you, she did not get to practice this one.
No, she didn't get to practice because you know, we had planned something else, but then when Sister Marianne put this together, we thought this is so
this
nice.
Is, this is beautiful. What we've done.
How many verses do you have?
It's
just one.
No, I think there are two.
Sure.
There's one here and one here. That's like...
Oh, that's one.
And we'll sing it. Thank you.
beautiful, the
yes.
rainbow
yes.
over.
Oh,
I think that's
hallelujah.
it. I think that's it.
I mean, that is beautiful.
Yes, that's it. Whoops.
Okay, we have